Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to be talking about what's happening out along the San Rafael Swell. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to be joined by you. Thanks for taking the time, as always, to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Aiden.
And you know, it was a bit of a shorter meeting the other day, but it was still a good meeting. Lots of good stuff happened within the hour that you guys operate. And the first one that really jumps out is you guys, again, supporting the youth in the community through a donation to several attendees of the Girls State program.
Yeah, we always get excited when we have our youth wanting to learn about government and county process and state and federal government process as well. So there was a group of junior girls that are going to this activity, and we financially supported that for them to go learn. We also asked them to come back and return and report and let us know what they learned. But yeah, a good group willing to be involved in community and government and learn about the government process. So we were excited about that.
You know, one thing that always impresses me with these donations to programs like Girls State is whenever you ask them to come back and present, oftentimes they will, because, you know, that's just part of the government process. And so that's something they hit pretty hard on during Girls State. So it's a net win for the county and for the schools by getting these girls up to Girls State.
Yeah, and we it's always nice to have future leaders learning about government and, you know, potentially running for city councils, mayors, and, you know, commission, things like that, different government offices. We're always going to need to train our youth to try to be involved. So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, you want the next generation of leaders stepping up and starting to fill into those roles, and you have plenty of programs to do that, like the aforementioned Girls State or the Junior Entrepreneurs Program you have over in Emory County. There are just so many ways for the youth in Emory to get involved and gain some valuable real-world experience.
Yes, yep, excited about those, and we just need to continue to support those and look for ways to help fund these opportunities for our youth.
Now, moving from the world of education and youth into the world of law enforcement, yesterday you guys talked about something that was pretty intriguing to me. It's the development of a sheriff's app. It's going to be a custom mobile app for the sheriff's office and other local government officials to help disseminate information to the citizens of Emory County. And hearing Sheriff Huntington talk about this is something that could be very beneficial, not just for the sheriff's office, but for the county as a whole.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of... There's different ways, and I'm glad that the sheriff has spearheaded this, but we need to have a better way to communicate with our citizens. I know there's social media and different avenues, but that really doesn't touch everybody, and sometimes you need information out there in a really quick manner, and so having an app that people can get on their phone and get notifications on things that are happening in the community, and not only for emergencies, but also for maybe community events or different things happening where people want to know what's happening in the county, maybe things that they want to attend. So I think it's a really good thing. I'm excited about it.
You know, I think it's something that would be very beneficial from a citizen's perspective, being able to get that information as quickly and maybe not in as what appears to be a threatening way as you might get with an emergency alert set to your phone. This would be something that would allow citizens to stay a little calmer about notifications sent out from the sheriffs. And I think overall, keeping the public calm, keeping them happy, that's an ultimate win for Emory.
Yeah, I think across the board, if there is an emergency, yeah, that'll definitely be put on there. But yeah, to have the app to get information and get it quickly, it'll be great across the board for different information. We just need to make sure it's managed well and careful, so it's not, you know, it seems to be a spam for people. We want to make sure it's organized, good information, and not blowing up people's phone all the time.
Yeah, you got to strike that fine balance because people want the notifications, but they don't want to be overpowered by those notifications. Now, the last thing that really caught my eye that you talked about in this meeting, you guys had a discussion. So no action was taken on this, but you had a discussion on PILT funds in Emory County and how you want to fund certain special service districts across the county using these funds. And you guys talked about it. It's a hard thing to try and navigate right now because the county's PILT funds have been dwindling in recent years.
Yeah, so we have PILT funds, and this is payment in lieu of taxes. So if the different government agencies through the state and the federal government that own property in our county, we receive some of those revenues, or we get paid for them to use county land. So that's the payment in lieu of taxes, and we get those revenues that we can spend with our districts. So we have water districts, we have our rec district, we have our different special service districts that would need to be funded, and those are usually funded through mineral lease dollars, which would be coal and gas royalties that the county gets. And as those fluctuate, we need to make sure that our districts are funded and that we can continue to have services in the county. The other thing we talked a little bit about was we do have solar revenue coming into the county that we're looking to potentially, and we budgeted for some things, but we're looking to potentially backfill some of these budgets depending on mineral lease and PILT funding as well.
And you talked about the hard thing with these mineral lease and PILT funds is that you can't rely on them solely to fund a service in the budget. And we've seen that happen across the state of Utah. Some areas have tried to do that, and when those funds run dry, they're left with a service that does not have the money to operate.
That's it. And I think there's been some concerns in other counties where it's some of those services, whether it's sheriff's office or emergency services, need to be funded. If it's totally funded through mineral lease or PILT funds that you know, jump up and down depending on the year, it makes it a challenge. So we're trying to get ahead of it a little bit.
Yeah, it's always good to get ahead of that instead of being caught off guard by it. It's a very proactive approach you guys are taking with this discussion, which I think is a very good thing, especially when it comes to the impacts it could have on the county budget. Now, moving away from the more serious side of things into something that's happening in Emory County, the department right now that is really shining, the Weed and Mosquito Abatement Team. They're doing an incredible job out there, already hard at work as that weather is starting to warm up. They're trying to battle off both those weeds and those mosquitoes.
They are, and it's as we all know, it's an ongoing and forever process that we're going to try to combat the weeds. And then the mosquitoes, with us being a little drier this year, we'll see how that goes. But we always have mosquitoes, so they'll try to get those mosquitoes before they become an issue in the county. And if you do have concerns about mosquito issues as the summer comes upon us, please let us know. And we can look at areas if there's concern.
Yeah, always good to be in contact with your local representatives, being able to get word out to them if you do have any concerns about the public, because that line of communication is so important. We've talked about it before. We can talk about it again. It's hard to be a leader, especially on a local level, if your constituents aren't telling you the direction they want to see the county and the area heading.
Yes. Yeah, and we want people to feel like we're approachable, and whether it's good, bad, or ugly, we need to be approached and listen to concerns and see what we can do to try to create a win-win or mitigate something that's a concern.
Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Yeah, just a couple things really quick. We're working on the county fair this summer that we're excited about. Also, the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo looks like it will continue. We're working on that. And then the last thing I wanted to leave the listeners with, we've had some pretty heavy loss in our community the last couple weeks, so we all have heavy hearts. And so always thinking of those that have had losses, and just wanted to put positive thoughts out to those families and friends of those people in our community.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, it's always a pleasure to be joined by you. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden.
Again, our guest, Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're talking about what's happening out in Emory County. To hear more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or visit castlecountryradio.com, your source of local news for 90 years. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.